curious about compliance documentation and taxes for a Hong Kong company? I know that sounds like so much fun. So today's episode is just for you. Episode number 68, Global from Asia. Yeah.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Welcome, everybody, to today's show, episode number 68 of the Global from Asia podcast. I'm really excited to start off. I'm going to read a five-star review we just got in iTunes from Neil G. O'Connor, titled Packed Full of Information on Real Business in Asia. There are three benefits of listening to podcasts: inspiration, education, and entertainment. Michael's podcast is full of education of real stuff that you need to know how business is done in a region. Listening to podcasts saves you time and research into various things that make business click, not to mention the many tricks and tips that come from doing business in the region during the past 5 years. I highly recommend this great resource. Thanks, Neil, and it was also a pleasure to meet you in December for coffee, and really wish us both the best in 2015. I know it's going to be a great year. I've been waking up every morning now at a little bit after 6 a.m. and practicing my morning miracle that I read in a Hal Elrod book. I've been doing it for a couple weeks, and it's really supercharging my day, but I'm dragging by like 9 p.m. Maybe I should be a little bit more like Chinese style and take a nap after lunch. Those of you that have been to China will see usually after lunchtime, everybody's kind of just laying out and got cots in the hallways and taking naps. So I might pull that off in the future. Also, I want to give a shout out to Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast, where I learned about the Hal Elrod's book. And I'll link that up in the show notes at globalfromasia.com/episode68. Okay, now into today's show, we have Fion Sen back on from Bridges Executive Center. Everyone always gives me a lot of great feedback when she's done her shows in the past on our podcast here. Today, we're going to dig into the process of compliance for a Hong Kong company, what documents you need to file, how to go about processing your taxes, and all that kind of fun, somewhat scary things. I know there's points in here we're going to discuss on how to handle withdrawing money from an ATM and going out and partying all night and not keeping track of your receipts. Oh, wait, I don't mean to really say that. It doesn't really happen. But for those of you that know that happens, we're going to deal with cash expenses and ATM withdrawals, which I know some people have asked me about. Also, really quick, if you do enjoy this podcast interview and you're going to maybe do business and consider Bridges, don't forget that I'm an affiliate. There's a coupon code GFA for new company setup. And even if you already have a company and you maybe want to use their services for your auditing and other things, let them know that you heard about them from the show. And I appreciate it. I'll get a little bit of commission and appreciate that. Okay, now let's get started. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We are here in Bridges Executive Center in Central with the great Fion. Thank you for being here, Fion.
Hi, everybody. This is Fion from Bridges Executive Center. We have been in Hong Kong for more than 10 years, helping the people to start up their business and also help them to upkeep their company as well. Yeah, so I'm happy to share the information with you today.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have you back on. And this is our fourth show you've been with us. And today's kind of topic about upkeeping a Hong Kong company, the documents that they send, the government will send, or other things that do to keep your company here. So let's just get it right started off the bat. What kind of documents normally does the Hong Kong government or the different departments send to us as business owners?
After you set up the Hong Kong company, you may need to consider what kind of things you need to file to the government every year. So there are a few documents that Inland Revenue Department will send it over to you, including personal tax return. Yeah, I think everybody know about that. When you run the business, they may have chance that they will send you the profit tax return every year as well. And also another document, we call it employer's return, because they want to know whether you employ any staff in Hong Kong. Okay. Besides these three documents from the Inland Revenue Department, Company Registry will also send you the annual return. Annual return is something that filed to the Company Registry to tell them that who is the director, shareholder, and your updated registered office address. This field document is compulsory, but I think other than that, there may have some other documents required to file as well. But this field one is the most common one. Yeah.
All right. Great. So the first one is the personal tax return. Mm-hmm. So if we don't live in Hong Kong, but we just have a business, we still need to file that, or maybe?
Yeah, actually, the Inland Revenue Department will send out the tax return called employer's return. They will ask your company whether you have employed any staff or not. So most of the entrepreneur will think that actually I'm the one-man band business. I do not have any staff. Then I can just skip this document. I do not need to file it. But actually, you still need to file it, first of all, because you need to tell them whether you have zero staff or you have at least one staff. You need to tell them. You can't skip it. If you skip it, they will have penalty. But another thing is, you are also, because this is the incorporation, so you are also belong to one of the staff working for this company. So if you receive any income, just like direct fees or salary, you still need to report this information to the Inland Revenue Department. After Inland Revenue Department receive this employer's return information, then they will send out the personal tax return to you to ask you from the person point of view, not from the company point of view, to report your personal tax to them.
And then that covers those points. And an annual return is, like you said, just confirming your address is the same or not, and other, and the owners, right? So that's where you change, if you have new owners or old owners in the company, that would be where that's updated in the annual?
For the annual return, is something filed to the company registry, which is not the Inland Revenue Department. For the company registry, they want to know your update information. So no matter you have update information, just like your maybe your passport number or maybe your residential address, no matter you have update or not, you still need to provide your current information to them. So which is around 8 to 9 pages, your company secretary in Hong Kong supposing will help you to prepare that kind of document. Just fill in all the information, because they keep on help you to maintain your company. They will fill in the information and pass it to you for you to sign, and then they will help you to by hand submit it to the company registry.
And BRC, business registration, that's a different department. Mm. It's usually yearly.
Yeah, correct. Annually, besides you need to file your annual return to the company registry, another thing you can't miss is called the business registration license, that you need to pay for the fees to the Inland Revenue Department, which is around $2,400 now. Yeah, so every year is around this fee. So remember, in every anniversary date of your company, at least two things you need to do. One is to renew your BRC, your business registration license. Another thing is you need to file your annual return to the company registry. And the company registry will not send the reminder notice to you. If you forgot to file your annual return, you will have the penalties.
And actually, it's not a surprise question, but I just kind of thought of this. To close your company, you can't just skip it, right? If you want to stop, you have to close your company. You can't just stop paying. Like in some countries, and even in the U.S., I know different states are different, but sometimes you just stop paying. You don't file, then they'll close it. But in Hong Kong, you have to specifically close your company, right?
Correct.
Like you can't just not file and like hope it goes away. You have to.
Correct. There is a lot of entity in some other country. I know that if you do not pay for the renewal fees, then the company will automatically close down. Okay. But for the Hong Kong limited company, if you do not fulfill the requirement to pay for the BRC and also file the annual return, if you don't fulfill all this kind of tax return filing, they will send you the penalty. Mm-hmm. They keep on sending you different level of penalty, or maybe even go to the court as well. So you must fulfill all this requirement. And then if you want to close down your company, you need to officially file the registration document to the related party and inform them. And then they will evaluate your company to see whether you are suitable for the registrations or not. And for the whole registration, in average, it takes around 6 to 9 months time. But make sure that you have clear all the things, just like what we just mentioned, file all the related tax return, and also complete your company accounting and auditing before they allow you to have the deregistration.
Yeah, I just thought I would add that. And this is always sent to the Hong Kong address of our company.
Yeah, actually, they will send it to your registered office address. So I think when you set up your company at that time, you will provide your registered office address in Hong Kong. So all the letter will directly send it to your registered office address. I know that a lot of company will use the accountancy firm address. So your accountants or your company secretary will help you to manage all those letters.
Like you guys here, you deal with a lot of that. So yeah, you're always seeing these different letters coming in. So when a letter comes, if how quickly do they need to maybe reply normally?
Normally, most of the letter once you receive that, they need you to reply within 1 month time. That's why I think if you are having the agents in Hong Kong to help you, which is much better because they can help you to monitor all those letters. If you send it to your friends or somewhere else, so you may miss it. Because 1 month time is not very long, because after you receive the letter, you need to read it, think of how to answer that, or just like my client, most of our clients are not in Hong Kong, I need to courier the documents to my client to sign, and then my client courier back to us, and then we by hand submit it to the Inland Revenue Department. Only 4 weeks time, actually, is not much.
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually kind of my next question is, I know a lot of us are tech people that almost don't even have an apartment to send our documents to, so it's a little bit troublesome. But I think in Hong Kong they need us, it has to be always the original sign, original signature.
Most of the documents is required to be in original signature. They have the hard copy send it to your registered office address, and then we'll help the client to fill it in and then send it for client to sign, and then they need to courier back, submit the original signature to the Hong Kong government. They do not accept the photocopying submitted to them. However, in the recent 1 to 2 years, actually the Hong Kong government, they quite promote on the e-test filing. They got this kind of service. But I find that, which is seems like a bit more appropriate to the Hong Kong resident, Hong Kong people. For the foreigner, I find that some of my clients try to register for the e-test filing, but maybe they are too busy. Sometimes they miss that kind of email, or they don't know how to fill in all those profit test return or personal test return, which will create some trouble for them. Because first of all, they may miss that kind of email because without the accountant or the company secretary to help them to monitor. Secondly, when we need to help the client to fill in the test return, it seems like may not be convenient we got the client password. Then we may not be able to help them to fill in all those documents as well. So I think for most of the foreigners, if they appoint the agents in Hong Kong to help them to manage the test return, it's still much better to use the traditional way.
And then, you guys are more technical, and you can always scan and email copies of what comes in so they can see what's happening, which is great. So how often? So it's a yearly thing? Or nothing monthly or irregularly, right? So
I think for Hong Kong, it's very good. Even for the personal test return, you just need to submit once per year. Didn't like some other country, you need to report to the Inland Revenue every month. For Hong Kong, I think most of the documents is annual basis, including we talked about the profit test return, personal test return, employer's return, annual return. All is on the annual basis.
So my other question is, actually, like the yearly costs, everyone, I guess people know how much it is to set up a company, but people always want to know how much is it going to cost to keep the company going. And I know there's not really a standard fixed price because it depends on a lot of different factors, but maybe you can give some basic ideas of the cost to keep going with the normal.
I think it's average around 10,000 Hong Kong dollars around this amount. Basically, just like what we just mentioned for the BRC, the business registration license, the annual fees is around 2,600. And then normally you need to appoint a company secretary to help you to maintain the company. For the company secretary, the annual fees is also around 2,500. And then you will also need to have the registered office in Hong Kong for government registered office use or your daily business correspondent use. The annual fees is roughly around $5,000. So average just for this free course is around $10,000. And then for other things, just like file the test return, all those things, just some very minimal administration fees, maybe $1,000 or a few hundred dollars to prepare one test return.
So that doesn't include the audit, right?
So if you have your business active, then you, of course, you need to do your accounting and auditing. So most of the SME, the small business, roughly, I think every year, the accounting and auditing fees is around $10,000, around $5,000 for accounting fees and also around $5,000 for the auditing fees. So if you including accounting and auditing and the company maintenance, I think it's around 20,000 Hong Kong dollars.
Okay. So we're talking about the employer tax return that's the same done at the same time as a profit tax return?
No. Actually, for the employer's return, which is nearly fixed every year beginning of April, then the Hong Kong government will ask every company to report for the employer's return, although there is some exceptional case that Inland Revenue Department will send out in some other months. But employer's return is sent out every April. But profit tax return, they may send out in different months, depends on your company cutoff month, whether you cut off in March or cut off in December.
And so you just mentioned 16.5%, and that's on your profits. And then we're mentioned before the show about the first year provisional tax. So, you know, some you mentioned some clients don't understand what that is or why. Maybe we can talk about that. It's a little bit special.
Yeah, I find that a lot of clients from other countries, they said that they are very happy that to run the business in Hong Kong because they only need to pay for the tax after 1 year business. After the business, you do the accounting, auditing, all the things, and then the government will ask you to pay for the assessable profit. So you only need to pay 1 year after. But however, when you receive your first profit tax return, you will find that you are not only need to reserve your cash flow to pay for the profit tax for that year, but you need to pay for the provisional tax. So that, which seems like it's the deposit payment to the government. So they estimate that your next year, the profits will be blah, 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 and then they will charge you in advance. So you need to reserve your cash flow double on your first year, assessable profits.
Take note on that. And then also people always want to extend deadlines. I think everywhere in the world really wants to wait as long as possible before they have to pay. And maybe, is that possible or how?
Yeah, normally once you receive the profit tax return, then you need to submit your profit tax return together with your complete audit report to the government within 1 month time. So normally I find that most of the client may not have enough time to do this kind of thing. They may have chance to apply for the extension. But Hong Kong government will give you very good allowance time for most of the company if they have the cut-off month set up in March or December, then you may try to extend the submissions date. Normally, the submission deadline can extend for around 7.5 months. Just like if you normally need to submit in March, then if you apply for the extension, you can do the submissions before mid of November. But please be remember that you need to write to the Inland Revenue Department to apply for that. Don't think that they will grant it to you automatically, because there is a lot of people in the market said that actually the government will grant you automatically. But I find that that is not the truth. There I experienced some of the clients without apply this kind of extension receive penalty from the government.
Yeah, so just make sure. Don't assume anything, right? So it's always better to file and get the extra time legitimately and then instead of hoping. So we have some stories that we were talking about before recording. So if you overpay your taxes, I think there's going to be a couple different, nobody should be overpaying, right? But sometimes if people overpay, I think the second part would be the exception, but they get a refund or they can get a rebate later if they overpay?
Okay, if you are really overpaying, of course, there will have chance that you can talk to the Inland Revenue Department to get the money back because you are overpaid, or maybe you pay for the provisional tax, but finally, actually, your company is not making that kind of profits. Then you may have chance to talk to the Inland Revenue Department to get back the money. But however, I find that some of the case is because you submit your tax return, you delay submissions of your tax return, then the government will within of the surcharge or penalty to you, and then how to estimate on that surcharge is they may base on your last year profit. If your last year making good profit, they will do the estimated assessment. They will send out this kind of estimated assessment profit test return to you. They will say that you haven't filed your test return on time. I will estimate what is your profit of the upcoming year. Then they will ask you to settle this kind of payment. So if you settle this payment and finally after you complete your audit report and find that for this year, you are not making such a great profit, then you have already overpaid the tax to the government. But then you go to talk to the Inland Revenue Department to ask for refund, they will not give back the money to you, which is their estimated assessment. So make sure that if you really find that you are not going to make such a great profit this year, you, once you receive that estimated assessment, you need to do the appeal immediately. But how you appeal and not just writing the letter to say that I don't want to pay for the money, but you need to submit together with the proof, which is your complete audit report, to show that you are not making such a great profit. Please don't charge me that estimated assessment.
Got it. Yeah, actually, I have a friend that just was complaining about that this year. I think what it's business people, international, like we're all traveling and doing too many things. So we get these estimated taxes from the previous year. And I think he thought that he could just pay it now and then file. And then if it's less, then he would get a rebate. But yeah, he's not getting that rebate. So he's pretty upset.
Yeah, and because you have submit your tax return delay, actually, which is a kind of penalty.
Yeah. So then just for those listeners to learn, that's a pretty valuable lesson that you don't just pay it and think later you could revise lower and then get a rebate or a credit. It won't even credit for the future year or anything. So it's
actually every time when you receive different kind of tax return, the letter has mentions that if you want to do any kind of appeal, you need to do within 1 month time. So make sure to catch the time to do your appeal immediately if you find that their calculation may not be match up with what you think.
Okay. And now for the kind of repetitive ones, but people always ask is, I didn't make any money. Do I have to file?
I also receive a lot of people always ask me this kind of question. If you do not make any money, you still need to inform the Inland Revenue Department. Yeah, if not, how they know that you do not make any money? Just like if you do not have any staff, you still need to let them know. Then I think just simply filling the form to say nil or zero, then they will not ask you for any tests. Yeah.
Got it. So yeah. That was my second question, is the employer tax return. So even if you don't have any staff, you still need to file that you don't have any staff, right? So both, basically, I think in Hong Kong, I don't know about other countries, but in Hong Kong, if you get a letter or if you have to say zero or you have to reply to everything, you can't just think it will be forgotten if you if you don't have any activity, you still got to say you did that. And, so the offshore version of a Hong Kong company is you still need to file. We talked about in previous shows with this, we had a special show all about that, but any kind of a Hong Kong limited, whether it's offshore, special offshore transaction kind of company or traditional, you still need to file all these different things.
You need always tell Inland Revenue Department what you think. Yeah, no matter you make profit, you need to tell them how much profit that you make. If you do not make profit, you need to tell them. If your business is in a dormant business without any activity, you still need to write down in the tax return to tell them. Or if you are doing offshore business, don't assume that they will review your audit report. You need to fill in the profit tax return to tell them what you think. Then once they look at your declaration, they will take the next step. Yep. Yeah. Don't tell them, they will know what your heart's thinking.
Okay. There was one about donations to charity. So can you use, how does charity work in Hong Kong?
Actually, this is something that I think is talking about some of the people will think that will have some tax exemption. Mm-hmm. If you do some charity donation, where they will have some tax exemptions or not. So very simple, just if you donate more than $100, remember to get the receipt, then you can give it to your accountants to put it in, which have the tax exemption. The maximum is 35% of your accessible profits can put into the donation. Because I got quite a lot of clients, they have a lot of donation for their business, or maybe they for their religions, they have a lot of charity donation. Please be remember to keep your receipt. I find quite a lot of clients missing this part of things.
Yeah. Clear. And then we'll talk about the time and the money. Maybe how much time should it take for maybe all these documents to be prepared?
I would say just like now is nearly the end of the year. I think you can start to prepare your tax filing by start to prepare your accounting and auditing. Normally, I think in the Hong Kong market, to do the accounting is in average around 1 month time. For the auditing is also around 1 month time as well. Depends on the volume. So after you well prepare all these things, put it here, wait for the profit tax return come here, then you can submit immediately to the Hong Kong government. And then I think for the budget is around $10,000 to do the accounting auditing for the SME company.
Okay. 10,000 Hong Kong dollars.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, great. And of course, you can help with all of these different things, and I really appreciate you coming on the show. How can people contact you or your business?
Yeah, of course. If you have any questions regarding the accounting, taxations, this kind of things, feel free to in touch with me. I'm Fionn from Bridges Executive Center. Yeah, you can go to our website, www.bridges.hk.
Okay, great. And we'll link that up on the show notes for everybody to check out. Thanks again for being here. And that's a wrap.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fionn, again, for being so generous with your knowledge and time and sharing with us listeners. I'm also going to mention again that I'm an affiliate of Bridges, and if you want to set up a company and choose their service, you get $1,000 discount, and I'm also going to get a little bit of thank you commission for that, just to want to be straight up and honest, and it also helps fund the show going forward, and I also appreciate it. I'm also thinking maybe I always feel like some of these shows are a little bit boring and dry, and I know I got that awesome feedback from Neil, but education is one thing, but maybe I should try to be a little bit more entertaining. You know, a lot of my friends in network don't listen to the show, and they don't think it's, you know, suitable for them. Maybe I should have some shows that are a bit more broad and entertaining, mass market. I'm just thinking about it. And also, if you do like the show, hop onto iTunes and leave me a review. Not only makes me feel really awesome and happy, but it also helps get more listeners onto the show and listening about Asia businesses. So thanks again, and take care.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.